This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Trump's White House is vowing defiance and refusing to cooperate with the House investigation. Over 40 years, the Rails to Trails movement has transformed abandoned rail corridors into walking and biking trails. Nationally, 2,150 rail trails cover 24,143 miles, according to the nonprofit Rails to Trails Conservancy. President of Ecuador has moved the capital of the country from Quito to Guayaquil, 170 miles to the coast, in order to avoid protest over austerity proposals. Facebook's policies allow political ads that contain falsehoods. Massachusetts AFL-CIO recently passed a unanimous resolution to endorse a presidential candidate only if that candidate supports Medicare for All, marking a break from the Labor Federation's national leadership, which has equivocated on the question of whether to support universal health care. Two women were charged with vandalism in trying to hinder the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline, having, in their words, used arson as a tactic. Globally, the number of garments purchased annually by the average consumer jumped 60% from 2000 to 2014, according to McKinsey & Company. Number of times a garment is worn before it is discarded dropped 36% between 2002 and 2016. According to the Ellen MacArthur Foundation, a UK-based nonprofit focused on cutting waste. About 90% of all waste is dumped or burned in low-income countries. Nearly 20% of workers in Alaska are members of a union, the fourth highest rate in the country behind Hawaii, New York, and Washington. In an anti-union move there, the governor is trying to enact a proposal that would take state workers out of the dues deduction program, make them opt back in, then sign a verification and confirm by email. The U.S. has spent more than $8 billion on anti-narcotics operations in Afghanistan, according to the government's Special Inspector General for Afghanistan. A former welder, plumber, and carpenter took up shamanism in Russia and began walking to Moscow to exorcise the evil of Putin. Combining himself with a video blogging taxi driver touched out prolonged unrest and protest in Ulyud, a city of 400,000 people, that underscores the depth of a new season of Russian discontent. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.